Hello again to the second episode of our my little show with interviews with very inspiring people. Today we have lovely Sharna Malone. She's a skin expert, and I would probably call her a skin artist at this stage because she knows her stuff. And we talk about skincare today. Welcome, Sharna.
Thank you so much, Anna, for having me. It's an absolute pleasure. And, you know, before we were kind of, you know, arranging to do this, I was looking back through my, you know, my feed, my Instagram feed, and any decent picture I have has been taken by you. And you are just, yeah, you're amazing at what you do. And I absolutely loathe having my photo taken. And well, sure. You always put me at ease. You're just fantastic, and it's always such a pleasure working with you. So I'm just delighted to be here, having the skincare chats with you.
Exactly. Well, Sharna, you know, it's a pleasure to work with you, and I love George, you know, so to many more, and hopefully as soon as possible photo shoots with...
I hope so. I really do, do you know?
Just to mention, Sharna is also a part of the Powerhouse Collective, our fantastic skin everything, like, you know. So if you have any questions about skincare, she's your girl anyway. And she's the loveliest person in the world as well. She's fantastic. So let's maybe start with questions about yourself, Sharna. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well... We could be here all day, but I'll try and do the condensed version. I suppose, you know, I grew up in the beauty and skincare business. I mean, my mother was instrumental in putting beauty on the map in Ireland. She founded Ireland's first ever beauty therapy training school back in 1972. Big shoes to fill. But no, it's always been a passion of mine. And I think it was automatically assumed that I would follow in her footsteps. She had other plans. She wanted me to go to college, which I did. So I actually have a psychology degree, an honors psychology degree. And then I went on to do business studies and human resource management. But I guess my heart was always with beauty. And I actually then, after doing all of that, worked you know, in business for some time, and I just didn't like it. It wasn't me. And I went and joined the family business. So my sister Bronwyn, who's also in the beauty business today, I managed the beauty school in Dublin and did so for, 16 years, something like that. And I loved it. And then in 2014, my family and myself decided that we'd go on a little adventure, landed in Clonakilty, West Cork, and the rest is history. So I'm here now. I'm a skin health expert. I'm a facialist. I have a room in Clonakilty. And for me, it's all about helping people on their journey to healthy, beautiful skin.
That's fantastic, Sharna. Mm-hmm. I love your backstory. It's like you had the feeling, you just love your skin and working with skin.
Yeah. You know, it was in my DNA, Anna, and, you know, we were very lucky growing up, Bronwyn and myself. You know, we had all of this advice at our, you know, our fingertips. Mum would be telling us how to cleanse, tone, moisturize, how to look after our skin. And, you know, sometimes I look back and I think, should I have gone into it straight after school or after doing my leaving cert? And in actual fact, you know, I'm a firm believer things happen for a reason. And, you know, my qualification, my psychology qualification is actually really great to have when it comes to looking after my clients. You know, in as much as, you know, sometimes you really are a therapist in the true sense of the word. And I have some wonderful clients, some wonderful, you know, relationships with them. And, you know, it really has stood to me. So that qualification and obviously my business and everything else has really stood to me. So, yeah, I think everything happened the way it was supposed to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we all have our path to really follow, and whatever education you had, even though it's not kind of necessarily skin related directly, but it's an added value to your business and your service to your clients. So
completely
makes you, like, you know, like great with clients makes you great with business as well, like, you know, that you know what you're doing from those angles as well, like, you know, so that's amazing. So so we can say that your mom influenced your
absolutely, and she's thankfully still with us, 82 years young, and she's just a phenomenal woman. She reared myself and my sister. And when I say single-handedly, my mother and father separated when I was 4. So she was just fantastic. And, you know, I have so much respect and admiration for her. And both Anna and myself were, yeah, we were blessed to have her, you know, to have her as our mum.
And she also proved you that you can do it, like, you know, you don't need to, like, she was the strong woman,
yes,
for you to show you can actually, yeah, get what you want, like, you know,
yeah.
so that's amazing. So Sherna, so thank you, yeah. It was really fabulous anyway. So let's maybe go to some questions about skin. My first question would be, we all have some sort of skin routines, I believe, but what's the routine that you should really follow? And also, just on top of it, should the only women or also men should have some sort of routine? So there are two questions in one.
Two questions. Well, firstly, I think it's great at both. And I do have some male clients who really look after their skin. And in actual fact, I had a male follower message me the other day wanting an SPF recommendation. And I was like, yes, you know, this is brilliant. But you know, at the end of the day, men do want to look after their skin. I mean, you know, they want to protect their skin preventatively, you know, from the future, you know, against skin aging, et cetera, but no, it doesn't have to be complicated. And I think that's probably the message I'd just like to get across. But at the end of the day, you know, a routine in the morning, a routine in the evening, it's going to benefit your skin health. And it can be as simple as your cleanse in the morning, a targeted serum in the middle to tackle whatever skincare concern it is that you have, followed by a moisturizer, and then most importantly, SPF. And then in the evening, again, cleanse, take all the dirt, the grime, the SPF, everything that has landed on your face in any given day, take that off, go in again with your targeted serum, which we, you know, will tackle whatever concern it is that, you know, is an issue for you, and then moisturize at night. And it, as I said, it doesn't have to be complicated. And, you know, I think if you find one good serum that has a formulation, you know, of a few different ingredients that work synergistically together, it's probably much better than using single ingredient products and, you know, six layers, if you get my drift, or, you know, steps. This whole 10-step skincare, I don't have time for that. So I suppose for me, and again, I always have to be careful because my skin type is different to your skin type, Anna. It's different to my sister's skin type. So for me, it's a cleanse in the morning, my serum, moisturizer if I need it. Sometimes I'll go straight from serum to SPF because nowadays the SPF formulations, they are so elegant. They are so well formulated that you can often find a really nice moisturizing, hydrating SPF. So again, it cuts out that moisturizing step, you know, if you like to do that. And then in the evening, again, double cleanse in the evening. My skin is then thoroughly clean, ready for my serum, and then a night cream or moisturizer on top of that. It's that simple. And then maybe once a week I might do a mask. But like, I'm not, you know, I keep it very simple myself.
Absolutely. And you know, and yeah, sometimes, like you're saying, those sort of like 10 steps routines and stuff, who's that,
no,
to be honest? And you know, it makes me kind of think as well about, because you're saying keep it simple even with products. And now, how do you know which products are right for your skin type and for some, like, you know?
You know, it, and Anna, this is what I come up against. And I know, I mean, it's different for me. I know skincare. I know how to read an ingredients list. I know what an ingredient will do, you know, what's in a formulation. And for many women and men, they're looking at all of the skincare, you know, online, on Instagram, and they're like, okay, what do I need? What do I buy? I mean, I think it's important to go with a brand. Now, when I say a reputable brand, you know, a brand that you know, obviously, okay, and not, you know, to be buying anything that's a bit dodgy, shall we say. And believe you me, I've had people message me, you know, about products, and I'm like, I've never in my life heard of that product. So, you know, ascertain what your skin type is, and then choose your products accordingly. But generally speaking, you can't go too wrong with a cleanser, and even any of the CeraVe cleansers. There is one for, you know, most, you know, all skin types really in that collection. I just find the hydrating one really, really popular. Well, when I say popular, really effective. And it's one I recommend an awful lot because it does what it says on the tin. And then with regard to a serum, what's your concern? I think a great serum for the day is a good antioxidant serum, because that's going to protect your skin again against the environmental aggressors of the day, like UV, like pollution. And that's going to kind of help mitigate the damaging effect of those aggressors on the skin. Moisturizer to keep our skin, you know, moisturized. But like I said, important with your SPF. And then in the evening, then another targeted serum. But you know, there's many. It depends on your budget, Anna. I mean, there's some great affordable brands out there. The Ordinary, Inky List. There's loads. Then, of course, you have, you know, your mid bracket and then more high end. And sometimes it'll just come down to the formulation as to why you would spend that little bit more for a product. And the ingredients and the scientific, you know, data behind it and the clinical trials that have, you know, taken place. All of that plays a part in the actual end price of the product as well.
Oh, absolutely. And like you're saying, CeraVe is actually quite affordable brand.
It's very affordable. And it's so, like, you know, when I do my online consultations, invariably, it's usually like, you know, when I say 9 times, 8 times out of 10, you'll find it in there. I mean, it has, it's very gentle, but ingredients-wise, it ticks the boxes for keeping a healthy skin barrier. And that's, you know, what is so important. So, you know, if your skin is irritated, dry, itchy, it's usually an indication that your skin barrier has become compromised. And that's either because you've overdone it with certain active ingredients, you're not minding your skin. So CeraVe then steps in just to make sure that you're maintaining, you know, good skin health and the skin health, you know, of your barrier. And I think you can't go wrong with their cleanser, their moisturizing lotion. They even have a very good eye cream. So, you know, that's one brand, but your La Roche-Posay, Avène, Uriage, you know, there's so many out there.
Absolutely. So, now I have one question outside from our kind of question. Yeah. When I have a 9-year-old daughter, Olivia, and I'm wondering now, when are you supposed to kind of start looking after your skin? Is it too early for her?
I think, and again, you know, I have twins now, and even when they were at that age, you could see their skin, that, you know, they need to get into the habit of cleaning their skin, the more than they clean their body. And in that case, I would definitely be saying go down the CeraVe or the Avène route or something just very gentle, cleanse. And then for them, SPF. If they're going to be out in yard playing, you want to protect their skin and get them into the habit of adopting good SPF behavior. And now is an ideal time. I mean, they're outdoors so much, Anna. You want to protect their skin. I didn't have that knowledge back then, you know, when I was younger. I mean, I was out in the Costa del Sol, like with the baby oil on, doing, you know, tremendous amount of damage to my skin. And of course, not listening to my mother when she'd be telling me, put on that SPF, you know. So best thing I would say now for Olivia and Ben is just make sure that they are using SPF. And, you know, a good cleanse, or just even in the morning, the washcloth. I mean, you don't want it to be a chore for them, but at the same time, teach them good skin health habits.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm asking that because I can see she's already kind of starting to be concerned about, like, yeah, I don't know, some kind of little spots she's starting to have, even though she's only kind of 9 and a half. But so you know, that makes me wonder. And about SPF, is there anything specific for that kind of age? Because you do run the kind of teen class.
There's loads, Anna. I mean, my girls use the CeraVe, there's one, it's a moisturizing cream that has a, you know, some SPF in it. Now, they're not out in the yard. They take that with them into their, in, you know, their school bag. The La Roche-Posay, the invisible fluid, is another lovely one. Mugu, they have an SPF. That's a really lovely range as well. Avène, you know, any of those, when I say French pharmacy brands, that's probably at their age, I would just use that, you know, for them. You have SPFs now for, we'll say, our age group, and, you know, there's other added ingredients in it that will help. But I think keep it simple for that age group. Bioderma have some other lovely ones as well. So I wouldn't go, I just make sure that it has a good broad spectrum filter, your UVA, your UVB, and that they just get used to using it like they brush their teeth every day. They put on their SPF every day before they go out to school, and then always having their little school bag, a little, you know, mini one. And if they're going to be out in yard for any, you know, long length time, you know, just as I said, they can go into the bathroom, put it on. Now, they might not feel comfortable doing that, but I think as you slowly introduce, you know, them to it, it'll become easier for them.
Absolutely. It's a habit that we should all learn.
Yeah, it's a habit. That's literally it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And Sharna, because you actually run online consultations now because of COVID, because we all had to change the way we do our service. Do you kind of offer like a teen kind of consultations as well? Because you used to run classes.
I did the classes, and I still have mums asking me, but I feel until such time as it's really safe, you know, to be doing so. And obviously, I conducted these in a local hotel. And we did various different things, you know, in these classes. But I have done teen consultations, and more often than not, it's the mum who is concerned, and they just want. And again, it's that thing, Anna. You don't sometimes listen to your mum. You know, I see it with my girls. I'm like, girls, will you go up and do your cleanse? Will you put this on? Will you do that? And then all I get is, mum. And then I'm there to Bronwyn, my sister, saying, would you please have a word with Ella? Would you please have a word with Zoe? So usually it is the mums who say, look, my daughter, we just like a little bit of guidance. And we do the online consultation, and they do get their, you know, email with all the different steps and what to do. It just depends on what age they are. You know, as I said, you could have somebody who just has, you know, good skin. We just want to be making sure that we keep it that way. And then unfortunately, sometimes you might have teenagers and spots beginning to, you know, appear, and they need to, you know, understand how to manage that. And sometimes it can be as simple, Anna, as good hygiene, as in, you know, making sure your pillow slips are cleaned regularly, and that your washcloths, if you're using them, are cleaned regularly, that your hands are clean and you're not putting, you know, dirty hands and fingers. You know, it can even be something as simple.
We actually hitting here the next question a little bit. Cool. You know, that what to do to achieve a healthy looking skin, and what to avoid as well. So, you know, the biggest mistakes.
Again, I think it all comes down to the individual, Anna. What are their concerns? What is bothering? When somebody comes in and does a consultation, we do a full skin history. You know, what was your skin like as a child? What was your skin like in your teens? You know, how is your skin now? And sometimes for women, it will be just fine lines, you know, the few wrinkles that they've started to notice. For others, it's sun damage, and there's quite a lot of pigmentation. For others, it might be they're beginning to notice a little bit more redness in their skin. It really just depends. So that's where, you know, obviously I come in and advise, look, you know, what is your concern? Let's try and fix that and put something together and a plan in place so that we can, you know, look after that concern while at the same time, you know, making sure that you are looking after your skin as best you can with good cleansing, good moisturizer, good SPF, and then choosing the serum depending on what their concern is and what their goals are. And it's really listening to people and having that conversation. And, you know, it takes time. Like, I mean, my consultations are 45 minutes. Sometimes, you know, they can run a little over. And then I go, you know, away, and I put together, as I said, the plan for them. And then I'm literally at the end of a, you know, a call or a message if, you know, if they need to contact me. And I, as I said, it works well. And sometimes I can answer them, and it's a very quick question if they have. But thankfully, you know, it has all been very positive, and people have been really pleased with the results that they've been experiencing. And we work it to your budget. Like, this is the thing. I'm not, you know, selling one particular brand. I have a wide knowledge of the various brands out there. I've trained in the various brands out there. So if somebody says to me, do you know what, Sharina, it's COVID times, money is tight, I don't have a huge amount to spend on money or to spend on skincare, well, then I might say, okay, let's look to this particular range. Or if somebody says, no, do you know what, I'm sick and tired of wasting my money on all of this rubbish that I've been buying. I actually want to invest in my skin. And that is when I will probably go down more cosmeceutical route with them. But, you know, at the end of the day too, and unfortunately we can't at the moment, you know, your skincare at home is very important, and supplementing that with a good treatment as well, you know, that's important too. And we can do a lot, you know, in the treatment room. But again, at the moment, obviously that's not happening, but the two combined together are very effective in maintaining skin health and treating clients' concerns.
Absolutely, it's so important. You know, like when we talk about children as well, and moms coming to you, like being concerned, like, you know, it's I feel like you need to educate adults first, and then it's just coming from.
It's the so path. Important. Like,
yeah,
so important. And I suppose one of my biggest bugbears, and you'd know this from me, Anna, is misinformation. And I think we're in a world where there is so much information at our fingertips now. And, you know, we're scrolling on social media and we're seeing somebody talk about this. And I've got women who come in to me and say, oh, well, I saw so-and-so use it, so I thought, gosh, maybe I better get it. And I'm like, but what's your skin type? And they'll say, oh, well, I'm kind of sensitive, reactive. And then they've seen the influencer or the blogger using like a 20% glycolic acid peel or something on
their skin,
you know? So, and again, you know, it's just, I try and educate as best I can through Instagram, through my consultations, you know, just to get people on the right track so they can make the best or, you know, the better choices for themselves, and to cut out this noise that is constantly going on. And, you know, it's marketing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, I just, you know, I don't want you wasting your hard earned money, you know, on a dud. I, you know, I want you to get value from what you spend your money on. And I want you to be able to see the results. I want you to be able to have, you know, healthy skin. And it's not about turning back time or looking younger. It's just that you have healthy skin.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, there's so many products out there. It's really like, you know, if you go and start buying and then it's not working and then buy again, it's just like a waste.
This is it. It's just this constant cycle. And that, I suppose, the running theme, you know, when I meet people and I say, you know, what has brought you, you know, here today, it's like, I'm sick and tired of, you know, wasting money, and I just have so much in my cabinet and I don't know what to do with it, you know.
Absolutely. You can just bin it or give it to someone with the right thing.
But Anna, in all fairness though, like, I'd have women and they just don't know how to use their products. Mm. So for example, I did a consultation yesterday with a lady, and I mean, she had some very good products. There wasn't anything that was wrong, but she just didn't know how to use it properly. So I was able to say, right, okay, you need to use this here. You need to use that in the evening. Okay, we might just get one thing to add in here. But, you know, and she was like, oh my God, that makes so much more sense. I just didn't know what to do. So it doesn't have to be about going out, you know, and repurchasing a whole new, you know, stash of skincare. It might be that you have really good skincare, but you just don't know how to use it.
And it's sometimes like, you know, the amount of the product you're using as well, it cannot be like a full on, like, you know. So
no, I see too many women using too many products. They are damaging their skin barrier, and then you just have to stop. Then you have to say, right, put the glycolic away, put the retinol away, you know, put everything away and go back to the very start and start from scratch with a simple reparative, you know, a cleanser, moisturizer, SPF, and get that skin barrier back to good health. And I see it so many times, but it's not there. As I said, it's just, they go, they buy things, and they just don't know sometimes the right way to use them or if it's suitable for their skin.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, Sherna, my next question would be about if you have any special event coming, like a wedding, for example, would you change or add anything extra into your skin routine, or would you prepare for it in any kind of different way to your regular way?
I suppose, Anna, I often say to brides to be, you know, again, not, you know, they could be living wherever they're living in Ireland. Try and, you know, when I say a reputable therapist, you know, somebody that you trust. And if you have a good skincare routine, that's fine. You might then look to, you know, getting some treatments done and do some research on that. You might decide to do a course of peels. You might even decide to go down the injectable route and get a little bit of filler or get a little bit of Botox. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your day. You want to look and feel your best. But you do, it's important to be on good skincare. So that on the day, your skin looks healthy, it's dewy, you know, it's a great canvas for your makeup. Because at the end of the day, you know, you don't want makeup to be like camouflage. You want that skin peeking through. So, you know, your skin health is very important. So, you know, look at treatments that you might consider. If you've just got engaged and you're like, oh my God, my skin is, you know, not great, come in and have a consultation. But come in like, you know, a good length of time beforehand. I mean, if you've got engaged and it's a year to your wedding, come in then. Don't be coming. I mean, I had a lady once, and I mean, it was 3 months or something, or 2 months before the wedding. Now, we were able to do a little, we did some treatments, you know, and obviously changed a little bit of skincare, but plan and try and get into somebody early. Know what you're going to do for the next 12 months. And sometimes it might be, again, depending on what your concern is, you might decide, you know, look, I want my skin to be really bright. I have a bit of pigmentation. Yeah, I want to even out my skin tone. In that case, then you might decide, right, okay, vitamin C is going to be my friend. You might use that in the day. You might start a retinoid. It all depends, but definitely good skincare and then treatments alongside the skincare is important too. So that's probably, yeah, what I would advise, or what I advise anyone who contacts me, is come in, let's do a consultation and let's get you on the right track.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I agree with everything you're saying now, that like the great skin routine is actually a base for everything. Your skin will look really good, and you can then improve like with additional different facials or different treatments, like you're saying. So so outside of your skincare, what else work towards having a great skin? Is it the diet important?
Yeah. Do you know what? It is. I mean, lifestyle is important. I mean, if you're a smoker, it's not going to do, you know, great things for your skin. Stress and sleep are two of the things. And certainly through COVID, doing my consultations, stress levels are high with people. Sleep is poor with people. And it's sometimes very sad than something, like when you're doing consultations and you have, you, more often than not, women, and they're very stressed with everything that's going on at the moment. They're trying to homeschool, you know, maybe they're not working at the moment. And that does have an impact, and your skin health. So, you know, if you are somebody who's you know, very stressed, you know, what can you do to try and help those stress levels? Because when you're stressed, it releases cortisol, and that has, as I said, this negative impact on your skin health. And you can sometimes see it. I know when I'm stressed and I feel, you know, or I look haggard looking. And then likewise with sleep, and sleep is very important too. So they would definitely be, I suppose, you know, important when it comes to your skin health. Diet as well. And a lot of skin conditions sometimes are linked to the gut. So your gut health is very important too. And a balanced diet. And I know we talk about drinking water, but eating water is actually very important as well. So really water-rich foods. And sometimes people don't think about that, as opposed to eating water. It's always drink, drink, drink water. But eating water is very important. And like I said, if you're a smoker, yeah, it's not great for your skin. I mean, you know, I think generally speaking, sleep, stress, try and keep them, you know, try and get a good night's sleep, reduce your stress levels, exercise, balanced diet. I'm not talking about, you know, you have to be on a, you know, diet, you know, just a balanced diet, getting all your nutrients, your essential fatty acids, you know, antioxidants, et cetera, et cetera. And that they would be, as I said, you know, other important factors when it comes to your skin.
Yeah, it's a holistic approach, and it's
completely.
You're practically gonna feel great, but as in kind of a side effect, you're gonna have an amazing skin as well, you know. So
yeah, and also, you know, activities that bring you joy. You know, like, it's important to get out. It's important to go down to the sea or go out for a walk in the woods, or, you know, wake up one morning and go for a walk. And I know this sounds a bit silly, but, you know, listen to the birds sing, look at nature around you, and, you know, or get a nice magazine, get a nice little piece of cake and sit on the couch for an afternoon. Activities that bring you joy also are very good for your mental health, you know, as well. And again, it all plays in, you know, everything is interlinked, you know.
Isn't it amazing, you know, how it's all kind of working together, like, you know, that you can see straight away your lifestyle on the condition of your, on your face, on your condition of your skin, you know, and your mental health will show, like, as well. So, Sharna, before we go to the last question, let's just maybe cover a few questions that we got from our audience. The first one is a skincare product you always use, Sharna.
SPF, without fail, every single day. I get up in the morning, I go on a run at 7 a.m. in the morning. I have my tube of SPF in the kitchen. That goes on. I come home, I shower, and there's more SPF then that goes on every single day. It goes on. And if there was one thing that your audience, Anna, takes away from today, even if you just cleanse in the morning, slap on your SPF, that is the best anti-aging product you could use. So there you go. SPF every day, Anna.
Yeah, perfect. And the next question is actually about SPF products. So what's the best SPF you'd recommend? Is there any specific one or just any SPF, as long as it's SPF?
You know what? I did a post on this last night. The best SPF is the one you will actually use. And there are so many formulations. And my advice would be, look at different brands, look at different textures. I have some SPFs and they're quite fluid in texture, and I really like that. Others are more creamy. You know, they're thicker, shall we say. There's loads out there. Find the one that you like to use and then you use it. I love La Roche-Posay Invisible Fluid, Skin Ingredients, Skin Shield. I use a lot of Lumiere MD, and their sheer hydration one is lovely because it's lovely and hydrating, so I don't need to use moisturizer. Sometimes I'll use the Clear Shield one. Neostrata Sheer Physical Protection is another lovely one. I then have some great ones. There's loads, but, you know, find one that you like. And if you have one at the moment that you like, stick with it, because if you like it, you'll use it.
So the next question is that true that toning your face every day is bad for your skin?
It's not. It depends now on what toning we're talking about, because toning was obviously used, you know, when I say many years ago, and it was the whole cleanse, tone and moisturizer. And it was used as a way to kind of ensure that you had got all the cleanser off your face and there wasn't any residue or anything like that. Cleansing formulations have changed, you know, or improved an awful lot along the years. So generally speaking, when you cleanse, you rinse it off with your warm washcloth, you know, and you've ensured that all the cleanser is removed from your face. You don't really need toner as such. And I'm talking about an old-fashioned toner in the toning sense, where I don't know whether that question is relating to an exfoliating toner, which is a completely different product in that it's a resurfacing toner, in that it will help to loosen the glue that's holding the dead skin cell buildup, and it'll actually exfoliate. Now, our skin exfoliates naturally anyway. So really, I suppose that argument for whether or not you need an exfoliating toner every day, I personally don't think you do. And I think what happens is there's over exfoliation going on at the moment. And that's where you're seeing, or I'm seeing, compromised skin barriers. So once a week, again, depending on what type of acid exfoliator it is, but I'm not too sure if they're talking about you know, acid exfoliating toners or a regular toner. But certainly a regular toner, you know, Clarence have toners. I mean, that's not going to do any harm any single day or every single day. But depending on if it's an acid toner, what type of acid it is, it might just be too much for your skin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I actually feel like we kind of covered most questions during our interview.
Did we? Okay.
So I hope that, like, you know, if I skipped any question directly, it was most likely covered during our chat. Gotcha. But the last one, and I know what you say because you said it already.
Yeah.
But the most important thing to remember to take away from our interview today, Sharna.
Okay. Come on now, you can answer that one, Anna. You tell me now, are you listening?
I know exactly, Sharna. I know, SPF.
Honest to God. And I nearly feel I'm on a mission. And like, I really kind of sometimes, you know, lose the plot over on Instagram. I'm just like, will you please use SPF. And no, SPF in your foundation is not enough. It just isn't. But look, I feel, listen, the more people hear that messaging, you know, the better the chance is that somebody will actually go and buy themselves an SPF. And every morning when they're brushing their teeth, they'll be like, okay, time for SPF. And it's not just, and I just, in case people get confused, the UVB ray is the burning ray. And people think, oh, well, if it's not sunny, why do I need it? It's the UVA ray, Anna. And the UVA ray is the aging ray. And this has a negative impact on your skin cells, your skin health. It degrades your collagen. So if you're concerned about how your skin is going to look 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 30 years from now, the best advice I can give you is find an SPF that you like and use it consistently every day. Just like you brush your teeth every day. Use your SPF every day.
Yeah, and what I can say now to the audience, then, guys, if you have problem with remembering your SPF, go follow Sharna and she will remind you.
you'll hear me going on about it a lot, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, so it was fantastic having you, Sharna, and oh, I'm pretty sure everyone found it really amazing.
I hope
it takes away as well from that myth that, like, it has to, the skincare has to be complicated and long.
No, it doesn't. It can be very, very simple. And sometimes you just need a little bit of guidance. That's all. But don't get caught up in the hype and the marketing that we're sometimes bombarded with. You know, do your research and, you know, dive deep in, you know, if somebody's saying it's going to do X, Y, and Z, you know, question it. And you know, it's so interesting. It's fascinating. You know, it's an area I absolutely love. I live and breathe it. And I think knowledge is power. And, you know, if somebody is telling you it's going to, you know, knock 10 years off you, ask, is it? And then, you know, as I said, take a little bit of a deep dive into the product, the ingredients. Is there any scientific data behind it, et cetera, you know?
Absolutely. Be curious, guys. Always ask questions.
Yeah.
Don't let.
Oh, Anna, thank you.
Thank you
that
so much.
I really enjoyed talking to you. As always,
I will leave Sharna's account below. So, guys, go follow her and you'll know you've been like an expert.
After. And I can't wait. George and myself can't wait to see you and get some more snaps. And you're just always so supportive, Anna. You really are. You know how much, you know, I care about you and how much I respect and admire you. So thank you for having me today.
Oh, it was a pleasure, and I'm delighted to have you, Sharna. So thank you so much again, and we're wishing you a great evening. Bye. Take care.
Bye. Thank you, everyone. Bye.